Here to new reporting tonight on the Russia investigation. Several reports now claiming that President Trump directed his White House counsel to tell Attorney General Jeff Sessions not to recuse himself in the Russia investigation. Those reports also claiming now that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller has now received handwritten notes from former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus that do shed light on the president's firing of former FBI Director James Comey. Here's ABC Senior Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas tonight.
New questions tonight about whether President Trump was attempting to obstruct justice by trying to control the investigation into Russian meddling. The New York Times reporting the president ordered White House counsel Don McGahn to personally pressure Attorney General Sessions not to recuse himself from the Russia probe. But Sessions did it anyway, infuriating the president.
If he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else.
Administration officials do not dispute to ABC News that McGahn pressured Sessions. The Times also reporting new details of the president's alleged attempt to convince former FBI Director James Comey to publicly proclaim that Trump himself was not under scrutiny.
The ask was to get it out that I, the president, am not personally under investigation.
The Times claims former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus kept notes of conversations where the president told him he made that request of Comey. Special Counsel Bob Mueller reportedly has these notes. According to the Times, as the president's frustration with Comey mounted, an aide to Attorney General Sessions approached a Capitol Hill staffer looking for dirt on the FBI director. Tonight, the Attorney General's spokeswoman insists Sessions did not ask his aide to do that, telling ABC News, this did not happen and would not happen.
And Pierre Thomas with us tonight live from Washington. And Pierre, there's also news tonight that the Justice Department is now renewing its investigation into the Clinton Foundation and whether or not donations were made in exchange for political favors when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Tonight, your sources are confirming that, and we're also getting reaction from the Clintons.
That's right, David. Our sources tell us the investigation began during the Obama administration, but has recently intensified. Republicans have been calling for it for months, and the president has been urging the Justice Department to investigate Hillary Clinton. And tonight we have a response from Hillary Clinton's spokesman, and it is blistering. He said, let's call it what this is, a sham. This is a philanthropy that does life-changing work, which Republicans have tried to turn into a political football. It's disgraceful and should be concerning to all Americans. They said the goal is to distract the special from the special counsel's investigation and accusations of treason from Trump's own people, David.
Pierre Thomas with us on a Friday night.